fascism.
We are the real, we the people.
And welcome to the Anti-Fascist Hour-ish podcast. I'm your host, Original Sin, and you are about to indulge upon episode 3, The War of the Awoken. So without further ado, let's jump the fuck into it, shall we? I have a very long and arduous relationship with the state of Florida. I actually did my first 2 years of university, or as like we call it here in the U.S., college, in the panhandle of Florida. And for those of you who are listening or watching and don't know what the panhandle of Florida means, it means it's the northern part of Florida. Next to Alabama, next to Georgia, if you go far enough west, next to Louisiana. As a fat kid from Alaska, I wanted new experiences. And I wanted to get far away from home like any other college age person wants to do. And that's how I ended up in the panhandle of Florida. I found a little school about 25 minutes south of Alabama, and I was ready to go. I was excited to have new experiences and to get an education. However, when I landed in Florida, actually drove in, the education that I received when I was there and the experiences that I had when I was there taught me this, that the Jim Crow South was alive and well in 1995. I was first introduced to sundown towns when arriving in Florida. In fact, the college that I was attending was the first sundown town I ever experienced. And for those of you who don't know what sundown towns are places where people of color, usually African Americans, are not allowed to be in the city limits after dark. Hence, sundown town. Because if you're found within the city limits after dark, there usually are very violent repercussions. Repercussions like being beat almost to death, or beaten to death, depending on how quote-unquote civilized the sundown town is. They'll burn a cross in your yard if you show up after dark. It's unbelievable to me. I mean, I literally went from having over 70 languages spoken in my high school in Alaska to this shit. I dated the only woman of color on the campus at the time, and that made me hyper aware of my surroundings. Take, for instance, my second introduction to sundown towns. My mom's best friend had just moved to this little place called Panacea, Florida, which in Latin means the cure-all, by the way. And I wanted to go visit, since I was only a few hours away. Panacea is located right outside of Tallahassee. And I wanted to go visit somebody that I was familiar with, somebody who was almost like a second mother to me at times. And her family had all just moved there from Alaska to Panacea. However, when they found out about my girlfriend, who was of Jamaican descent, was going to be with me, they said I could only come visit for the day, but I needed to leave around supper time. And I asked why. And they just said it's one of those things. Because we had planned to go and spend the night in Panacea, and they said that couldn't happen. And when I finally got a fucking answer, a real answer from them, this is what they said to me. We don't want a cross burned in our yard tonight. Because if you bring her, there will be. No bullshit. I mean, African Americans couldn't even be fucking buried in the town that I went to school in. Not even the next town. They had to go 3 towns over to find the nearest African-American graveyard. And the reason why I'm telling these stories is this. The shit that's happening in Florida right now with all the transphobia, the LGBTA plus community phobia, all the African American phobia, didn't happen in a vacuum. It didn't happen just when Ron DeSantis became the governor of Florida the first time and then was reelected. That shit did not happen in a vacuum. It's been there since the beginning. Let me give you an example. Fast forward a few years, I'm doing a youth camp in Daytona Beach. And on my off time, I wanted to explore Daytona. And what I found in Daytona was neo-Nazi skinheads who liked to talk to me because I was their same color. For some reason, they saw something in me. And all I saw was ignorant, hateful motherfuckers. I mean, the reason why I stopped going to punk shows in Alaska at age 15 was because of the neo-Nazi skinheads. And not because I was afraid of them. I just didn't want to spend lifetime behind bars because I fucking ended one of them or multiple of them. Not even 10 years later, I'm facing these same types of people in Daytona Beach, Florida, which they're obviously still very strong within the area because neo-Nazis were literally campaigning for Ron DeSantis this last election. Full swastikas, full lightning bolts on their flags, full goose steps. And he never once denounced them. Ever. Ron DeSantis is nothing more than a piece of shit product from a piece of shit environment who wants to turn back time much farther than 1995. And that piece of shit environment is the antebellum myth rooted in white supremacy. Straight whitewashing what actually happened. The antebellum myth, for those of you who don't know, says that the American Civil War was not over the issue of slavery, but it was over the issue of Northern aggression into Southern states. The antebellum myth also says that slave owners weren't absolutely fucking inhumane to their slaves. They treated them well. Some of them, they even treated like family. That's a bunch of fucking horse shit. And this is why Ron DeSantis bans advanced placement programs in African American history for high school students. This is why Ron DeSantis not only focuses on the African American community to continuously oppress, pulling the same fucking tactics to the LGBTQA plus communities as well. A recent poll said that 56% of the LGBTQA plus community is looking to move out of the state of Florida because they fear what will happen to them or their queer children. And they should be. They should be afraid. This motherfucker, again, Ron DeSantis, by the way, in case you had forgot who I was talking about, recently ordered all the universities in the state of Florida to give documentation of queer students that were experiencing dysphoria. And they complied. The universities gave him the information that he requested. And the students across the state are about to walk out of their universities because of this. Now, they said they didn't have any names. They didn't give up any private information. This fascination with curing the world of queer folks is fucking infuriating and not based in fucking reality. And it's a violation of who they are. Trans people are people too, motherfucker. I don't think that he has the capability to stop being an oppressor. For example, the influence that he has had upon, specifically within the communities of Florida, he continues to stir the pot, and his influence comes out in these types of ways. Miami daycare this week that had children of color, BIPOC children, and white children in it. To celebrate Black History Month, they thought it was appropriate to paint all the faces, including the children of color and the BIPOC children, with black faces. That's the kind of influence that he has. It gives permission to continuously say that those types of fucking antics are acceptable. Fuck, what also happened in Miami this week was an outright brawl at a high school soccer game between two private schools. One was Catholic, and the second one was a Jewish school. And you know what the Catholic athletes were saying to the Jewish soccer players throughout the entire fucking game that eventually led to an outright brawl? They kept saying shit like, Hitler was right. I'd fucking swing on that too. Expel my ass. Because that shit is not acceptable. For the record, if you're white and subscribe to Ron DeSantis' way of thinking, you know, the fucked up fairy tale that he lives in his brain every day, and you decide to call me woke or awoke, know this. I do not give a fuck what you think about me or what you call me. However, if you want to call me awoken because I give a shit about the people of color in your community and I will bleed for them, if you want to call me awoken because I give a shit and will bleed for the biracial peoples of your communities, and if you want to call me awoken because I give a shit and will bleed for the LGBTQAI plus folks within your community, then I gladly take that fucking moniker. I will gladly be called awoken. Because here's the fun facts, you all. It is a war. It is a war against fascism. It's a war against the antebellum myth. It's the war against people like Ron DeSantis and his fucking lackeys. It is a war of the awoken. And if you consider yourself an anti-fascist in the United States of America, it should be a war for you too. And for most of us, it is. The war of the awoken doesn't allow fascism to fucking win. The war of the awoken doesn't allow the antebellum myth to continue. The war of the awoken stands up for the oppressed. We should be there in fucking droves at the university to protest with these kids and to protect them from groups like the fucking Proud Bitches and the Oath Fuckers and the Patriot Fuckers and the neo-Nazi fuckers that we know that are already there in the state of Florida. Taking Nazis' teeth brings fucking peace. As long as we allow this to continue, it will. We need to do more than stand up. We need to support each other, organize, and network so these fucking fascists don't have the rule of the roost anymore. So trans children in the state of Florida and now South Dakota and Texas and various other different places can walk unafraid. That's the war of the awoken. And I want to end with this question. Will you fight in this war of the awoken with me? I'm inviting you all to do so. I'm inviting you all to not only stand up, but to go toe-to-toe with these motherfuckers if need be. Will you go to war with me? Before we call it quits on this episode, there are a few shout-outs I would like to give, starting with the anti-fascist listeners in Italy. I am truly humbled that you're listening to the podcast, and if there is anything I can do to help you in your struggle against fascism in Italy, which is a real fucking deal right now, you just say the word and let me know. I'll do whatever I can. I also want to give a shout-out to the anti-fascist listeners in Greece. The same thing goes. I am truly humbled that you're listening to the podcast. And if there's anything I can do to help in your anti-fascist struggle, just say the fucking word. And last, but certainly not least, I want to give a huge fucking shout out to the beautiful queer hands that hooked me up with my Black Rose hoodie and my new Black Rose hat. Once again, thank you for joining the Anti-Fascist Hour-ish podcast. Until next time, I'm your host, Original Sin. And remember, let us tread where there is fascism.